This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kremlin paved the way on Tuesday to annex more of Ukraine and escalate the war by claiming the residents of a large swath overwhelmingly supported joining with Russia. In stage-managed referendums, the U.S. and its Western allies have dismissed as illegitimate. Pro-Moscow officials said all four occupied regions of Ukraine voted to join Russia, according to Russia-installed election officials. They say 93% of the ballots cast in the Zaporizhia region supported to annexation, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% in the Luhansk region, and 99% in Donetsk. Possibly explaining the lower favorable rate in Kherson is that Russian authorities there have faced a strong Ukrainian underground resistance movement whose members have killed Moscow-appointed officials and threatened those who considered voting. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting following Russia's announcement of the results of its referenda held in parts of Ukraine under its control. We get more details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a video address to members of the UN Security Council, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called for global sanctions on Russia for sham referendums and attempts to annex parts of his country. After the meeting, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, announced a joint resolution with Albania, condemning the votes and demanding Russia withdraw its troops from Ukraine. She also warned Vladimir Putin's government.
Let me be clear. If Russia uses its veto to shield itself from accountability, we will then look to the UN General Assembly to send an unmistakable message to Moscow.
The resolution could be before the Security Council later this week or early next. I'm Tim McGuire.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Denmark believes deliberate action caused big leaks into natural gas pipelines that run under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany, since seismologists said powerful explosions preceded the leaks. European leaders and experts pointed to possible sabotage amid the energy standoff with Russia provoked by the war in Ukraine. Although filled with gas, neither pipeline is currently supplying it to Europe. Danish Prime Minister said Tuesday that it is the authorities' clear assessment that these are deliberate actions, not accidents. The incident overshadowed the inauguration of a long-awaited pipeline that will bring Norwegian gas to Poland to bolster the continent's energy independence from Moscow. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday kept the nation's cap on refugee admissions at 125,000 for the 2023 budget year, despite pressure from advocates to raise it even higher to meet the need after falling far short of the target this year. Refugees advocates have been pushing the Biden administration to do more to restore the U.S. refugee admissions program. The more than four-decade program suffered deep cuts under the Trump administration, which slashed admissions to a record low of 15,000. After taking office, Biden quadrupled the number of refugee admissions permitted for the remaining months of the 2021 budget year. He then set the target at 124,000 for the 2022 budget year, which ends September 30th, but so far fewer than 20,000 refugees have been admitted. That number excludes the roughly 180,000 Ukrainians and Afghans who came to the United States via a legal process called humanitarian parole that got them into the country more quickly than the traditional refugee program, but only allows for stays up to 2 years. Hurricane Ian has knocked out power across all of Cuba and devastated some of the country's most important tobacco farms when it slammed into the island's western tip as a major hurricane. Cuba's electric union says work is underway to gradually restore service to the country's 11 million people overnight. Ian hit Cuba, that has been struggling with an economic crisis and has faced frequent power outages in recent months. It made landfall as a Category 3 storm Tuesday and devastated the province where much of the tobacco for Cuba's iconic cigars is grown. Tens of thousands of people had evacuated ahead of arrival of Ian. Authorities are still assessing the damage, although no fatalities have been reported as of yet. Recapping our top story, the Kremlin paved the way Tuesday to annex more of Ukraine and escalate their war by claiming that residents of a large swath overwhelmingly supported joining with Russia, and stage-managed referendums in the U.S. and its Western allies have been dismissing as illegitimate. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.